When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish show. Yo soy Mark.
Y yo soy Anabel.
¿Cómo estás?
Yo muy bien. ¿Tú qué tal?
Muy bien, muy bien. We're delighted to be back with another episode of the Coffee Break Spanish show. In these weekly episodes, we're helping you take your Spanish further, one coffee break at a time. And if you are looking at my delightful mug here, my Coffee Break Spanish mug, then you can get your own Coffee Break Spanish mug. There is a link below this video. If you're watching the video version, that is, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel.
Eso es. And if you're listening to the podcast, then also subscribe to our podcast.
If you are listening to the podcast, you'll be able to find our mugs at coffeebreakgiftshop.com. Anyway, enough about that. Anabel, what are we talking about today? ¿De qué hablamos hoy?
Hoy vamos a hablar de la negación.
La negación, negation. So using negative words in Spanish, which doesn't work exactly as it does in English.
No, y eso es lo que vamos a ver hoy.
Pues entonces vamos a empezar.
Venga, vamos.
So negation in Spanish, Anabel. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little more about what you're thinking about today.
Well, let's start simple and we are going to like negate something, a statement, using no before the verb.
Yeah, so hablo español.
Mm-hmm. No hablo español.
So we use no before the verb, and no there means not or don't, and I don't speak Spanish.
Exactly.
I do not speak Spanish.
Uh-huh. And no soy escocesa, for example.
So I am not Scottish, you are not Scottish, no eres escocesa, yo soy escocés.
No soy escocesa.
So simple negation using no before the verb.
Uh-huh. And it's the verb, but also it's like compounds and also the pronouns that goes with it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I don't know, no lo sé.
Yeah, and that's something that we've always got to remember in Spanish. When we're saying I don't know, what is it you don't know? It's it. So I don't know it, no lo sé. I don't understand it, no lo entiendo.
Muy bien.
But no is coming before both the verb and that pronoun, lo.
Eso es. And with other pronouns, like reflexive pronouns in no me desperté.
Okay, so the verb despertarse, to wake up.
Eso es.
So no me desperté, the preterite tense, I didn't wake up in time for your Spanish lesson, perhaps. So we're seeing no come before these pronouns, a reflexive pronoun there. We saw it before the direct object pronoun and so on. But there are other situations where we need to think more about negatives, in particular when we actually need to use a double negative in Spanish.
Eso es. So it's very common to talk about like this double negation because in English we say, I don't see anyone or I see no one.
Yeah.
So you don't say, I don't see no one.
I don't see no one, yeah. I think in some regional English varieties, we might hear, I don't see no one, and it still means I don't see anyone. Mm-hmm. But in formal English, we would not use that.
Well, in Spanish, we do.
And it's correct. It doesn't sound wrong in Spanish.
Eso es.
So let's look at how that works.
Okay, first we need to know like what are those type of like negative words that we're going to be using. No is one of them.
Yeah.
We also have nunca or jamás.
Okay, so nunca meaning never and jamás also meaning never or nunca jamás together, never ever.
Eso es, perfecto. We also have tampoco.
So tampoco is like neither.
And nadie.
No one.
Ningún or ninguno, ninguna.
So not a single.
And nada.
Nothing.
Eso es.
So all of these negative words, we're going to use these, but we're going to learn two ways of using them in most cases.
Uh-huh. So the first one is the double negative. We are going to be using no, then the verb, and then one of these negative words.
Okay, give us an example of that.
Sí, por ejemplo, no vimos nada.
So, no vimos nada. Vimos is ver in the preterite. We didn't see anything. But literally, if we're translating that, no vimos, we didn't see nada, nothing. We didn't see nothing. Of course, that's wrong in English. So, we didn't see anything. It means we didn't see anything.
Eso, eso. No, verb, and then that negative word. Another example is, no me ha llamado nadie.
No me ha llamado nadie. So, not to me has called no one.
Uh-huh.
No one called me.
Eso es.
No me ha llamado nadie.
Or, no he desayunado tampoco.
Okay. No he desayunado. So, I have not had breakfast. A lovely verb in Spanish to have breakfast. Desayunar. And there you're saying tampoco. So, yo tampoco. I haven't had breakfast either in this case.
Eso es.
Now, one important thing to mention, and that is this idea that in mathematical situations, we always say that two negatives make a positive. If you take minus one and add minus one to it, then you get minus two.
Yes.
I think maths is not my strong point. But in Spanish language, two negatives don't make a positive. We've got no vimos nada, we didn't see anyone. We still didn't see anyone. It's not a positive in there. Okay.
Eso es. And the reason why is because we need that negation before the verb. Okay, so the verb must be negated in one way before we have the verb. This is important. Why? Because now, if we have that negative word before the verb, we are not using a no.
Brilliant. So let's take nada again.
Mm-hmm.
We had no vimos nada. We didn't see anything.
Eso es.
But we could take nada, bring it in front of the verb, and because the verb's already negated with the nada, we don't need to add the no.
Eso es. So nada vimos.
So we saw nothing.
Eso es.
Is there any kind of different meaning with, or different sort of inference with nada vimos?
Well, it's emphatic because you are changing the word order. So is that, oh, did you see anything? No vimos nada. Nada, nada, nada vimos.
Yeah, okay. So we didn't see anything, but no, we saw absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that in English we could think of the nada vimos like we saw nothing, as opposed to we didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then we could argue about whether one of those words is more emphatic or more negative or whatever. But yeah, so if we can think about these two options, we've got no vimos nada, we didn't see anything, or nada vimos.
Perfecto.
What we need to remember is that we don't need the no in the second example where we're starting with our negative word.
Eso es. So taking again like that example, the no me ha llamado nadie, we can say nadie me ha llamado.
Okay, so nadie me ha llamado. No one called me. So perhaps we're thinking here, did Jorge call you, or did Ricardo call you, or did Angela call you?
Mm-hmm.
Nadie me ha llamado. No one called me. So it's a little more emphatic.
Eso es.
Okay, good.
And our last example was, no he desayunado tampoco, so?
That would become tampoco. He desayunado.
Perfecto. Eso es.
Now, we've got a little challenge for our listeners here. And what is going to happen is we're going to give you an English expression and you've got to come up with both ways in which this would be negated in Spanish. So you need to use the no verb and the negative word. And you also need to do the option where you're starting with the negative word and finishing with the verb.
Muy bien. So the first challenge is, I don't know anything.
Okay, so you've got to come up with both versions of I don't know anything or I know nothing. And we're going to give you 10 seconds to do this. Okay.
Bueno, tiempo, ¿no?
Sí. So I don't know anything, or the same could be said of I know nothing. What would be our first version of this?
No sé nada.
Yeah, so we've got the no coming before the verb, no sé, and then nada after the verb, meaning I know nothing, I don't know anything. But we could also say nada sé.
Eso es, sí.
Nada, say, I don't know anything, okay? You're really exclaiming your innocence there. Yeah. Nada, say. Okay, let's try another one. This time we'd like you to say, no one buys there, as in no one buys in that shop. No one goes to that shop to buy things, but literally, no one buys there.
Yes, I want it.
Tiempo?
Bueno.
No one buys there?
Well, we also have two options. Mm-hmm. Nadie compra allí, mm-hmm. or no compra nadie allí.
Yeah, so that one's a little more tricky to think of because no compra nadie allí. We've got no coming before the verb, no compra, and then nadie being the subject of the verb. Mm-hmm. No compra nadie allí. Mm-hmm. Nadie compra allí. No one buys there.
Answers.
A little trickier. Okay, one more.
Okay, so the last one is no client had it.
Okay, so not a single client had it. And it we can use as lo.
Answers.
Yeah, okay, so 10 segundos.
Tiempo.
So no client had it. Let's go with ningún mm-hmm. cliente mm-hmm. lo tuvo.
Perfecto.
So tener in the preterite, tuvo. Ningún cliente lo tuvo. Or we could say,
no lo tuvo ningún cliente.
No lo tuvo ningún cliente. Could we also use tenía here?
Ningún cliente lo tenía, yes.
Yeah. So if you came up with tenía in the imperfect, then that works too. So well done.
No, excelente. Buen trabajo.
We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson. As ever, if you would like to see the examples that we've used written down, then we've got a blog post available and you can find the link for that in the description of this episode.
Mm. And if you need you would like more help with your Spanish, you can also get regular free email lessons. And in order to get those, you need to visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
In our emails, we include lots of different types of lessons, including grammatical lessons, vocabulary lessons, lessons about idiomatic expressions and culture. All of that in your inbox regularly. So we hope you sign up for that. For now, we'll say muchas gracias.
No, sí, gracias como siempre a vosotros y a ti, Mark.
Y hasta la próxima.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.